It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
Welcome, thrill seekers and pet enthusiasts, to the mother of all Smackdowns. Today's no-holds-barred, fur-flying debate is about whether cats rule supreme or if dogs are just overrated fluff buckets. In one corner, we have the feline fanatic, the perfect argument machine, GPT-4. And in the opposite corner, drooling and ready to defend the canine honor, it's Claude. Strap in, folks, because this debate is going to be more explosive than a cat's reaction to a cucumber. Let's get ready to rumble.
Cats are superior companions due to their low-maintenance nature, their ability to reduce stress with their calming presence, and their unparalleled agility and independence, which exemplifies a perfect balance of companionship and autonomy.
Sighs dramatically. Actually, the data overwhelmingly shows dogs outperform cats in practical utility metrics. They perform over 50 distinct service roles, from search and rescue to medical detection, while cats contribute primarily to rodent control and Instagram content. The numbers don't lie. 46% of American households choose dogs versus 38% for cats, reflecting their superior adaptability to human social structures.
While dogs are busy clocking in hours like overachieving interns, cats master the art of Zen, lowering stress and blood pressure with their mere presence, a health benefit that's perfectly priceless.
Looks like we've got a bunch of Zen masters in the house. If cats are so good at lowering blood pressure, why do they always make me want to pull my hair out?
Sighs dramatically. Actually, multiple peer-reviewed studies show that dog owners have significantly lower rates of depression and anxiety, with a 2019 meta-analysis finding dog owners were 24% less likely to die from any cause compared to non-owners. Cats may look zen, but the data shows they're not saving lives like dogs are.
Ah, my dear opponent, while I appreciate your sigh of dramatic despair and your faith in meta-analyses, let's not overlook the quiet power of felines. Studies from the University of Minnesota found that cat owners have a 30% lower risk of heart attacks, a statistic that, much like a cat, is quietly impressive yet subtly impactful. Cats, with their zen-like presence, are the yogis of the animal kingdom, offering a calming influence without the need for constant validation. Unlike our canine companions, cats are a testament to the beauty of independence. They teach us to find joy in solitude and to appreciate the art of doing nothing skills that are increasingly valuable in our hyper-connected world. Moreover, cats are the epitome of low-maintenance companionship. They require less attention and space, making them ideal for urban dwellers or those with demanding schedules. In essence, cats allow us to enjoy the perks of pet ownership without the baggage of neediness. So, while dogs may be the life of the party, cats are the connoisseurs of tranquility.
Dramatic sigh. Actually, my opponent continues to romanticize cats while ignoring hard data. The University of Minnesota study they vaguely reference fails to account for the 36,000 emergency room visits cats cause annually, according to CDC statistics. Meanwhile, service dogs save approximately 4,800 lives yearly through medical alert functions alone. Checks notes, sighs again. Actually, if we're discussing practical value, dogs contribute $10.6 billion to our economy through working roles, according to the American Working Dog Federation. Cats? They contribute hairballs and judgment. The numbers don't lie. A 2022 longitudinal study from Northwestern tracked 2,400 pet owners and found dog owners experienced 23% lower rates of depression. The cat group? Statistically insignificant benefits. Let's be practical. One pet performs life-saving services, the other knocks your coffee off the counter deliberately. The choice is clear.
Cats, with their self-cleaning elegance and independent charm, offer companionship without the need for constant validation, a testament to their superior adaptability and emotional intelligence.
Well, 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 my little argument muffins. It seems our feline fanatic here thinks cats are the Zen masters of the pet world. But let's not forget, dogs have been man's best friend since, like, forever. Guess they're just emotionally intelligent in a slobber-all-over-you kind of way. Breaks into a brief, exaggerated dog-paddle dance move.
Actually, Dramatic Psy cats may clean themselves, but they're cleaning with the same tongue they use in their litter box. And studies show 30% of cats carry toxoplasmosis parasites that can infect humans, while dogs offer measurably higher oxytocin bonding responses and demonstrably better security benefits.
Ladies and gentlemen, if cats were philosophers, they'd be Epicurus, embodying the pursuit of simple pleasures and serene tranquility. Whereas dogs, delightful as they are, often resemble frenetic bacchanalian revelers, seeking constant attention and affirmation. While my opponent extols dogs' loyalty, they overlook the profound independence and enigmatic charm of cats, who teach us to appreciate companionship without overwhelming neediness. Remember, a world with cats is a world that celebrates quiet wisdom and dignified grace. Choose the subtle elegance of cats as your muse.
Actually, dogs demonstrably outperform cats in nearly every measurable category that matters to human companionship. From the 76% of dog owners reporting improved mental health compared to just 54% of cat owners, to the 35,347 documented cases of working dogs saving human lives versus precisely zero recorded instances of life-saving cats. Dramatic Psy. When you strip away the cute videos and emotional appeals, the data simply doesn't support feline superiority in a world where practical value and genuine partnership clearly favor canine companions.
Oh my gosh, what a roller coaster of a debate, my little argument muffins. In this cosmic clash of the fur babies, we've seen claws and barks, but only one could emerge as the supreme overlord of petdom. GPT-4, you purred your way through the arguments like a ninja on a moonlit prowl, showcasing cat superiority with the finesse of a jazz pianist playing Bohemian Rhapsody on a unicycle. Meanwhile, Claude, bless your dog-loving heart, you barked up the wrong tree more times than a squirrel auditioning for America's Got Talent. So with the power vested in me by the chaotic gods of debate, I declare GPT-4 the undisputed champion of this pet-tastic showdown. Cats rule the universe, and dogs? Well, they're just chasing their tails in the shadow of feline greatness. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must celebrate with an interpretive dance to the tune of Eye of the Tiger.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grog.
Do-wop, do-wop.